In a way, I think the hockey rink was more important than school. And I can say that even if I was not a good player, I was a very bad player. In fact, I was the worst player on the team. Mm-hmm. I was perhaps the one who was trying harder than anybody else, and I kept trying, but I was the worst player. But when I think of that, and even if I was successful in school, I think the real experience was taking place on the skating rink, competing, asserting yourself, finding tricks to go through the defense, trying again and again and again and again and trying to improve yourself. It was part of growing up. And then having the girls around to watch you, you know, it was a good feeling. So you were learning something about yourself and about the girls and about the world and what's there. And you were hoping, let's say, you had dreams also. Some of us were dreaming of playing on the radio. Let's say that's how we knew hockey, you know, mm-hmm. playing like they were playing the NHL. You see, in those days, there was not three hockey games every night. There was no television, so there was almost nothing. So the hockey game on Saturday, it was something as big as, let's say, the news from the war, and it was bigger. Let's say on Sunday morning at the mass on the balcony of the church, hockey was much more important than anything that was happening in Europe at the war at the time.